glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today...
There's a big red barn where you say free. Norm's Barn and Barn. On discount windows, doors, and things. Norm's Barn and Barn.
Hi, I'm Norm Wilkie. Come see my new selection of Amish cabinetry made by my good Amish friends at Country Wood Products. We now stock five styles of cabinetry for you to choose from.
When you need to save on discount windows, doors, and cabinetry, come to Norm's Bargain Barn in Shallow, Illinois, and now open in Fenton at Gravois Bluffs. Visit normsbargainbarn.com.
That's normsbargainbarn.com.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade,
in the shade,
with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid.
Dink a dink a dink.
This rover.
The forecast calls for a 75% chance of hilarity.
Cross that guy, Philip.
Well, yes, it is. Good morning, this book.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Still alive.
I don't keep up with St. Louis radio people. Who's passed on, who's still around. I should, but I don't. Well, good afternoon. It's kind of a slow, lazy, but spectacular day weather-wise. And I wasn't feeling particularly great. And then I had to go outside for something. And it's like I had an injection of vitamin D or something.
Oh, it's tremendous.
Yeah. It just, I don't know what it was. I walked from the car into First Community. And just that little walk, I thought, hey, I feel better. Because I exposed myself to good weather.
Whoa.
See what I did there?
Yes.
Made you think one thing, and then I went another direction.
Yeah, after you used the word injection.
That's right. Hey, look who's with us, Ann Keefe. What happened to your voice?
I don't know. My throat's a little raw.
He used the word.
Raw throat?
Uh-oh.
Really?
You need to medicate that.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You're a singer, for goodness sake.
Take your medicine like a good girl.
Nah, your voice will never be deep enough to confuse people with her. Good afternoon. Welcome to Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And I know we have Burke segment because Tina, a while ago, said, ooh, we got to tell him what happened last night. All I know is that she went to the ball game and Dan went to the ball game, not together as a couple, right?
No, with two other people.
You two would never date each other.
No.
No, I would. Ooh. Tina, if that ever happens, we'd have to let you go. So, Burke segment, let's start with Tina Marie Dalpiez. What do you have?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
No.
Tina Haney.
Well, Dan had these great tickets for the Champions Club.
Maybe you might not ought to talk.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
And yesterday when he gave me the tickets, I read them, and I said, you know, Dan, this says not valid for entrance into Busch Stadium or not valid for outside seating at the Champions Club. And he's like, okay.
Now, I don't know what the Champions Club
is.
I don't run in those
really
circles.
long room, and they have
it's like one of those party rooms.
Up.
It's the highest level party room, yes.
Now, how do you have tickets to that, but it says not good for that?
It's not good for the outside seats of the Champions Club.
Aren't the really high-end, isn't that stuff inside, though, the buffet or whatever? I mean,
well, yeah, but you can carry it outside and eat it, just like if you're in a suite.
Okay. They have, regular seats out, rows. Like, you know,
But your tickets wouldn't allow you to step
outside.
Well,
we did not know anything about that, because Dan didn't know anything.
Was this a Dan Strauss production?
Dan Strauss production. So I happened to have two extra tickets for last night because my son, when he was in town over the summer, did some contest at the stadium and won two tickets through AAA. And they were $23 each. So we didn't get there till right before the game started because I had to work. And so we walked around a little bit, asked a couple of people, do you need any tickets? Because I thought, well, maybe I'll get 10 bucks from him or something. And everybody had tickets except one guy. He needed three. So I'm like, okay, well, they'll just go to waste. So when we go to go into the stadium, my friend's phone was ringing, and I wasn't paying much attention, but I showed the guy the tickets, and I was holding the other tickets, and as it turns out, you cannot go in the stadium at all unless you have seats. So if I would have sold those seats or given them away, I would have had to go buy other seats just to get up to the stadium.
Well, how did you get in?
I happen to have those two extra tickets that I was going to give away, but nobody would take them.
Wow. Thank goodness.
So I was just going to shove them back in my purse, and we went to walk in, and he took those from my hand and said, these are the ones you need to get in. And in the meantime, Dan's calling my friend going, you have to have tickets. You have to have tickets. Those tickets won't get you in. Blah, blah, blah. So Dan had to go buy tickets after we gave away two tickets here yesterday. He had to go pay for tickets just to be able to get in to go to the Champions.
What did that cost you?
$24.
Well, that's like a punishment. That's what you get for
punishment for being stupid.
No, I didn't know.
Why would you even give away passes to the Champions?
Well, it all happened because of the benefit we had.
Yeah, but I don't get how you give away, like he said, tickets to the Champions Club, but you can't really get into the Champions.
You don't. What happens is Dan got some tickets to sell, to raffle at the benefit for the USO, and he didn't realize you had to put the two together. So somebody bid on these tickets, but only got a portion of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm lost.
They didn't get the seats and the Champions
Club. They should not be separated.
Right.
It's a package.
Right, but he didn't know that, so half the tickets were gone.
Wow, Dan not knowing something?
I know. That's crazy. And other times you get tickets, like for a party room or something like that, or anything like that.
How many different places are there to watch the game? Party room, suite,
Champions
Club.
Well, it's like that suite we got invited to all the time when we owned the Cardinals. So remember that?
No, the Cardinals own us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, the Cardinals own us. They still do it.
The Redbird Club.
But you'd think the seats outside would just kind of go with it, just like a regular suite.
You would think.
I'd rather sit outside than sit inside. It's not like being at the game. You might as well stay at home.
Can you get a ticket to the outside seats, but you can't get into the Champions
League? No, you can.
You press your face against the glass watching people eat?
No, you can get tickets for the Champion Club with outside seating.
But can you get outside seating without tickets
to
the inside?
No, not outside Champion Club seating.
Okay. You have to walk
because
through
there's
the
no
club.
Way. You get one of those bracelet jobbers, you know.
I will tell you, the times that I have gone to the game as somebody's guest and there's a suite involved or something, That's a pretty nice way.
Oh, that's the way to go.
You have your own bathroom, and then you have chili, and you have nachos.
Yeah, I'd rather have that, because you don't have to tip, because at this Champions Club, they have people waiting on
you. Cheapskates, you got in for nothing.
Yeah, what the heck?
I know, but I was drinking water, so I was tipping $2 for water.
Now, what happened to your voice? Is that from screaming, or did you get sick?
No, I think I inherited somebody's cold, but it's not really a cold, because it's nowhere else except there.
Is it in your chest?
No, it's only in my throat.
No, you're wrong. Oh. You think it's in your throat. It's in your chest.
Yeah.
You need a chest rub, and you need it immediately after the show. Don't you have to sing this weekend?
Yes, I do.
You better let me help you.
It's like the deep throat illness. It's down deep in your throat.
Yeah, you need to rub in some ointment or salve or lotion into your chest, but you can't do it yourself. You can't put enough pressure yourself on your own chest. It has to be done by another person.
And I couldn't see. I tried shining a flashlight down my throat, you know, where you go, but you can't really, I don't know what doctors see
what
down there.
What are you going to look for?
I don't know.
Like some redness.
What do they
or something?
See when they look down
they
your
see, well, they're doctors.
They see redness and blisters.
Your ulna. Your ulna is swollen.
Well, I saw that, but
Wait, hold it. I thought it was uvula.
Uvula.
What's an ulna?
Ulna is an arm bone.
Idiot.
Oh.
What an you young people listening, stay in school.
That's close.
Or you'll end up like Peon.
They both start with you.
Calling your uvula your ulna.
And an A.
If Peon's a doctor, he's like, he's looking down
your
throat.
Hey, what's the point of that hanging down thing in your throat, that uvula?
I've never understood
that. What does that do?
I don't know.
Because it doesn't separate it completely. It's like one of those cave stalactites.
Right.
Yeah.
It hangs down, but not completely. So it's still one opening. What's the point of
that? If you were to have that removed when anything happened to you?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so. It must be pretty important. It's in an important
place. Does that tell
place.
Your throat, here comes food?
I don't know. I don't know what it does. It hangs down, and then when you say, it moves.
It flutters back and
pops
forth.
Up or something.
It looks like a boxing punching bag.
Does it have feeling? Because I don't remember. You don't really...
Mine has its feelings hurt right now.
Is that what you
But
can,
you don't really feel food touching it.
No.
We need to study.
Well, what makes you gag? Because this morning, for some reason. I usually brush my tongue as far back as I can, but this morning, for some reason, I was just gagging and gagging.
Well, you need to work on your gag reflex.
So, yes. What is it that makes you gag? Is it the uvula?
I don't know.
I think it's the very back of your tongue.
I think you're right, because if you touch the back of your tongue, you don't have to touch that hanging down thing.
Yeah.
Touch the back of your tongue, you'll get it. Yeah. And there's a sensor back there. It goes, hold it.
There is. Hey, Paul on the phone doesn't have one.
He doesn't have a uvula?
Yeah.
Well, Paul Harris?
We have to talk to him. Oh, Paul's got a big uvula, Paul Harris.
He does? How do you know that?
Well, you heard his voice.
He's doing tonsil hockey.
Deeper voice.
Yeah, you guys making out.
Let's talk to Paul. Paul, you don't have a uvula?
No, I took it out about 10 years ago. Tonsils, adenoids, everything else because of my sleep apnea. I sleep fine right now.
So you've answered the question. Do you have to have one? The answer is no.
Is it like the appendix?
So when you open your mouth and look down your throat, you don't have that thing hanging down.
Gone.
Wow,
man.
Now, do you notice anything different? Do you notice anything different? Like, can you swallow okay, or is there something?
All that's fine.
What about snoring?
Everything is fine.
Does it?
It can even make me say I'm aim and a PM even louder.
Well, I heard that.
Does it make you not snore if you don't have
it? I think it's what it did was open up all that airways, you know, that I was cutting off before. But I've had it out for about 10 or 15 years now.
Man, you had to have one sore throat when they cut that out. Did you have a really bad sore throat?
Oh, yeah. It was like liquid morphine and all that. I was drinking that. I couldn't swallow it. It was about a week or so. I lost about 10 or 15 pounds.
I need to have that. I need to have that thing cut out.
Yeah, that's a benefit.
The uvula diet.
Well, thanks.
What I wanted to say also was I listened to Paul Harris earlier, and a shame on those senators for not voting for that for the veterans.
Yeah, I agree.
All the best.
Thank you, Paul. We don't want to get too political here. So there you go. Our first caller without a uvula is Paul. Paul with no uvula. We got blind Bob. Bob with one O and Paul with no uvula.
The other people on the phone don't have uvulas.
Is this Jenny?
Yes.
Jenny, do you not have a uvula?
I have my uvula, but my fiance does not.
Wow, we're learning something. I never knew this. Uvula sounds like a female sex part. Let me say that. No, it does. She rubbed her uvula and went into ecstasy. But it's not. It's that thing that hangs down in your throat. Now, who is it? Your fiancé?
My fiancé, yes.
How did he lose his uvula?
He suffers with sleep apnea, and they felt that if they removed it, it might help, but it didn't.
Wow, so that's
we need to find a list of all the things you have that you don't need, like appendix, uvula, all the stuff you could cut out. Just go into an operating room
and
take all this stuff out. Yeah, gallbladder. Mm-hmm. You'd lose like 20 pounds probably because you don't need the baggage you don't need. Now, does he snore now, or what's the benefit?
In his instance, it did not benefit his apnea in any way whatsoever, aside from how funny it looks when you look at his throat.
So I had it cut out for nothing, essentially.
Well, I assume that he was given that advice by a doctor who had seen some positive results, but it didn't work for him.
Well, Jenny, we appreciate the information. Thank you.
Thanks Pam and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Well, I guess they're uvula-less. Uvula-less.
Yes.
Yeah, you could say that. Mm. This would be Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
I wanted to just comment. I had my tonsils removed. I'm 64, and I had my tonsils removed about 5 years ago, and the doctor, just on his own whim, decided to take out my uvula at the same time.
Just because he was like a maniac? He liked to watch people in pain for the fun?
It was really hard to swallow without choking for a long time afterwards.
Wow.
A couple of years, you know, but it did help as far as snoring. But it was, after that, I couldn't roll my R's or make a sound like a dove anymore, like I used to do, like that cooing sound that a dove makes.
Why would you have made that sound like a dove? Did you do that in the past?
He was sneaking up on people.
Just for the fun?
To get girls or something?
He was kooky.
Yeah. So you had your tonsils out 5 years ago. They say when an adult has their tonsils out, it's horrible.
It was very painful.
No, they say it really is. I mean, you don't want to do it. You want to have that done when you're a little kid. I was 5 years old when my tonsils
came out. I was like two. I had mine out.
Really? But at 60, whew.
Yeah, I had a doctor tell me I needed mine out.
When I hang up, Glenn, I'll tell you the story of how my dad had his tonsils taken out. But if you're squeamish, you don't want to hear it. It'll hurt you to listen to it, hear about it.
Okay. I wanted to make one other comment, if I could.
Sure.
You were talking to last week, I think. I tried to get through, but I couldn't. But you were talking about eating a bowl, can of chili that was like 2 years old.
It was at least 2 years old.
Right. But I wanted to let you know, I was in the infantry in Vietnam, and we used to eat canned sea rations that were dated 1952, and I was over in Vietnam in 1970.
But sea rations are meant to last years and years and years. I'll guarantee you there was no expiration date on. No, those military sea rations.
I saw some.
They're good for a long time.
A YouTube video the other day, somebody ate a 32-year-old can of canned bacon.
Ew. And it was first of all, just canned bacon sounds horrible.
Yes.
Yeah, forget 32. Hey, Glenn, thank you for the call.
Okay, amen and PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
Mitch, let's get to Mitch. I'll tell you my story about my dad's tonsils. Hello, Mitch.
Hi, this is Mitch. I'm AM and PM.
That's why we said hello, Mitch. What can we do for you?
Hey, I had my uvula out at the same time, like 10, 15 years ago.
This is unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I had no idea.
All these uvulaless people.
Her uvula taken out.
Who should?
Julie Andrews.
She had hers taken out.
I thought she just had vocal cord surgery.
No, she had a uvulectomy, and the doctor had told her the same thing they told me. It won't change your voice or anything like that, but it did affect her singing voice, and she ended up suing her doctor over it.
I don't blame her. She's a singer. The heck?
Wow.
All right, Mitch, our fourth or fifth person with no uvula calling today. And you're okay? You're healthy? You feel okay? You can swallow and everything? You don't?
Yeah. I do have a little problem once in a while where I choke. I seem to choke a little bit easier than before, but yeah. But other than that, everything's fine.
All right, thank
you.
Don't
really need it.
Thank you, Mitch.
All right.
You know, if they say they choke easier, you know how we were talking about when you get those impressions on your teeth and they put that big giant hunk of goo in your mouth and you automatically feel like you're choking.
Right.
Can you imagine if it was even worse where you didn't have a uvula where you choke anyway?
I wake up every once in a while thinking I'm smothering.
Yes.
I can't.
That's probably sleep apnea.
I have to sit up and get up and walk around.
You probably
around
have sleep apnea.
Because I think I'm smothering to death.
Uh-huh. I do that too.
What a horrible way to go, smothering. So my dad is in the Navy and they took his tonsils out while he was sitting in a chair with no anesthetic.
Oh, my God.
He sat in a chair, and the guy ran these cutters down his throat and yanked his tonsils out. He said it was about the most painful thing you can ever imagine. Just ripped them out. No shot, no nothing. They swabbed. He said he took kind of a swab. You know how they like try to deaden it before they And that was it. And then they just reached down in there and yanked them out. He said it was like having your guts pulled out while you're alive. Yeah, they do some weird stuff. The Navy was also where he couldn't swim, and neither could my late father-in-law. They were both in the Navy, and my father-in-law, who passed away several years ago, till the day he died, was petrified of water, and he was in the Navy. And my dad was never able to swim, and he said when they went in the Navy, and my father-in-law told me the same story, they just line you up nude, and you have to climb up on a high diving board, and you just jump. And then if you make it out without drowning, you stay in the Navy. If you drown, they have a funeral.
Yeah, you would think they would steer you towards a different armed forces group instead of the Navy.
That doesn't make sense. They would jump with no pants on? No,
nude. All the guys
are nude.
Wouldn't
that kind of like flap and hurt?
Well, yeah. If the boys hit the water too hard,
Holy cow.
But he said he was petrified because he couldn't swim, and they high diving board.
Ugh.
And then you just have to paddle your way to the side, and then you go on to the next station. You passed. You know, you can swim well enough. I believe we have John Londoff on the phone. I'm guessing a good swimmer. You can swim, can't you?
I can swim. I'm not a little good swimmer. Couldn't swim.
Did you take lessons, or did you just?
Young boy. My mom, I think, had all of us take lessons.
Now, your dad was a Marine, and he couldn't swim.
My dad was a Marine, and he couldn't swim. And
I don't think that's uncommon. Really?
He actually paid his CO $20 back in 1942 to try to get him to pass him on his swimming test. That's how bad he wanted to go to Iwo Jima. You know,
they throw him in the water with all their gear on.
Yeah, they threw him. That's what they did. They threw him in a pool, and he almost drowned. A guy had to jump in and save him.
Oh man!
And they said we can't we can't send you because if you're getting off, you know, one of the amphibious vehicles, you could
you'll drown.
And two and three guys were trying to pick you up, and then everyone would get shot. So,
so did the guy take the $20 and pass your dad?
I had never really got that far with that that story. But I mean, the matter of fact, the matter is he wanted to go fight that bad that he's like, I don't care if I can swim or not. I want to go and fight, you know, the war.
Wow.
He was a mounted Marine in Hawaii. A mounted Marine.
I bet he did get mounted in Hawaii.
Oh.
I think a lot of guys do. Oh, I know. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought
not mounted.
That's what it sounded like. Mount.
I thought he said mounted Marine.
That's not nice.
No, it is, yeah. It is nice. What does that mean? He rode a horse? What does that mean, mounted Marines? A horseback?
He rode a horse. What do you mean? What does that mean? Yes.
But no, hang on. You,
people, I didn't
when
know it
no, when people think of the Marines, nobody thinks of a Marine on horseback.
No.
You never hear about that, and I don't remember seeing any movies about a branch of the Marines on horses. They need to explore this, and we need to have a movie.
Did I say
this.
That we were talking about like now or 1942?
Well, either one. We should hear more about it from 42.
Well, what do you think of the Marines used to drive around in when they were first established? You think they were in trucks and cars? On horseback.
I didn't know that.
Well,
so, I never saw a movie with that.
The last time he dismounted off a horse, he goes, that was it. He goes, I knew I would never get on a horse ever again in my life.
Yeah, we talked about that. I don't like horses.
You don't like horses?
No. I like looking at them, but I don't like, you know.
So is that the cavalry then? That,
like... Oh, John, I'm sorry. Say hi to Ann Keefe.
Hi, Ann. How are you? Hey,
so I guess, like you saw in movies where they call them the cavalry, they were on horses. That was the Marines?
Well, the cavalry was lots of divisions. Yeah. There's the Army cavalry. It wasn't just the Marines, no.
Okay.
Cavalry was in I think everything but the Navy, but I don't know. When you go back that far, I wasn't real good in history. But,
you weren't?
But
one of the greatest probably family trips, if we'd ask the Lawn Dog Boys, would be a dude ranch that we did.
No, don't get me started. We did a dude ranch. One of the worst experiences of my life.
Okay, well, I'm talking about one of the greatest experiences we had.
Okay.
And that's maybe the difference is that, see, I'm a lot of fun on the trip.
Yeah, No, he's right. No, he's got a point. I'm not fun because I'm there to complain about paying for things.
I think your wife and kids have told me that. They're like, not fun. Like, doing the hand gesture, like, don't go on a trip with us. So,
wow.
But I still went on a trip. But no, we had a great time. Matter of fact, we had to almost pry a couple of the boys off of these horseback, you know, off the horses, to catch a plane to go back about a 2-hour drive to the airport. And I thought, oh my God, what if they wanted a horse?
Yeah, what if they had come back here and wanted horses?
Looks like Grandpa's buying them a horse if they wanted one, because I wasn't going to buy one. That's for sure.
Yeah,
but they didn't. So now they're into the cars, which is good. That's what we sell.
Cars are actually less expensive than horses. Horses, forget the price of the horse. That's the least of it. It's the vet bills and the boarding and the food and the brushing and the shoes and goodness, it's.
You're afraid of horses?
Well, I'm not afraid of them. I don't like their attitude. First of all, their eyes are scary. If a horse has these real big eyes and they look at you like they hate you. I've never had a horse look at me like a puppy looks at you.
Well,
like,
I think they can sense people that are afraid of them.
When they look at you, you can read in their face that what they're saying to you is, I will kick you so hard that I will knock your brains out. And don't tell me what to do or tug on the reins or don't put a saddle on me. I will kick you to death. That's the look they have.
How do you think you'd feel if you had someone jumping on your back all the time?
I've always asked the question, and how did we ever know that was something that horses liked, is somebody being on their backs? Who decided that was okay? No other animal do we sit on their spine.
Oh, and I feel bad for those Tennessee walking horses because I've seen some of those at shows do that.
Yeah.
And there's a couple women that are on there that are, you know, hefty gals. And
Hoss Cartwright, I always felt sorry for his horse. He was a big boy.
Yeah, did you see that? The eyes on that horse?
Get off me, Mike!
Out of his head.
Now,
horse. They probably had to have about a stable of horses for him because they probably get worn out after.
You know, when wild horses, out west, when wild horses are approached by cowboys, you know when they look up and they see somebody on the backs of the other horses, they think, you're not doing that to me.
Yeah.
Don't think you're going to do that to me and get on my back. That's not what I was put here for. But maybe it's what they were put here for. Maybe that's why there are horses and that's why they're built that way. It's nature. Mm-hmm. You know, and the whole scheme of things, the master plan was that we'd figure out, hey, we can get on the back of this thing and get somewhere quicker.
Did you ever go to the track and bet on horses?
Only twice. I've been to Fairmount twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't know what I was doing. I still don't understand the trifecta, whatever.
It takes a while to get it down.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but it was fun.
A trifecta when you picked the win, place, and show.
I don't know what that means. It was fun, though.
Whatever it is. We used to do that for a lot of sales events and contests. A sales manager, an employee that we had that worked for my dad and myself for 27 years, Gary Gubser. I think we were talking about him at lunch the other day. He's just a great, great, great guy. If he's listening, I love him to death. But he was a great handicapper. I mean, he really knew, horses as far as racing. So one time, Minnie wanted to bet a horse because there was a group of us together. She liked the colors. And Gary said, you like the colors. That's why you're going to bet that horse. He goes, I'm going to tell you one thing. He goes, the only way that that horse comes in first, second, and third is if there is a band of a marching band in front of it and the other horses in it wins. Some kind of a funny statement. Well, the horse comes in first place. It was like 45-1, okay?
Wow.
He didn't bet it, so pulled $100 bill out of his pocket and gave it to her. I thought that was pretty nice of him.
Now, you sound today like you're in a garbage can or something. Where are you? Well, he does. He's not in his office.
In a garbage can. That's right.
No, where are you?
I tell you what, boy, I can't fool you, can I?
You're not in your office.
I threw some stuff in this garbage can, and I need to pick it up. So
you know the difference in the office sound, and there's a different sound.
Cell phone.
He's somewhere else today.
I'm in my Chevy Tahoe. I'm watching an Impala right now. Almost go off the road.
Hey, can I tell people that you don't use Bluetooth or anything? He doesn't want to mess with Bluetooth. He just uses the regular phone. You're missing out.
Same way. I just like.
You got to get with it. There's nothing like it. The hands free deal. You got to get with that. What do we want to sell today?
Everything.
All right. I made it simple.
I think we've had about 7 transports pull up today, and I think we've sold about 6 or 7 vehicles. So a GM has us by quite a few. So we need to sell some cars. Chevy Cruze. All right. We're lowering the price because we got too many. All right. $14,900. That's a $1,000 trade.
Oh.
Right? Minimum trade, $1,000. Come on, $1,000 trade. We need vehicles so bad. And also $10,000 off Chevy Silverado pickup trucks. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that means, we have a lot of Silverados, a lot of Equinoxes, and Impalas. We dropped our price on the Impala to
$18,900.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. You're thinking, you know what, I'm going to wait a few months before I buy that new car. No, don't wait. Interest rates, again, are at an all-time low. Even 1.9% financing on certified pre-owned vehicles. And we have about 250 pre-owned vehicles in stock. You know, we're going crazy here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet in beautiful Forest, Missouri. Put us to the test. We will not let any other automobile dealer undersell us.
Now, we only have 10 more days, too, for people to get in there and take a test drive and get in the drawing for dinner with you, your wife, me, my wife, and whoever wins and that person's companion. So 6 of us for dinner at Il Bulago.
Yeah, well, I'm just hungry thinking about eating.
10 more days. 10 more. 10 more days.
Come in. We have a lot of people that have registered. Love test drive.
Yeah, and all you have to do is take a test drive. That's it.
That's all.
It's fun anyway. If there weren't a prize, it'd be fun to take a test drive. Give us that phone number.
The phone number here is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. And the Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit.
All right. Be careful talking on that phone driving, okay? I saw you texting yesterday, too. I'm calling you out on it. Woo! Texting while you're driving. I caught him.
You know, Frank.
Stay on there. People, you know, we don't want you getting killed.
Yeah, well, thanks. I appreciate that.
All right.
Hey, that's a little sense of love I just felt over the spot here.
You what?
Love?
A little love
from
you.
Yeah, the love.
The love flows freely.
A little love from you.
From this show. All right, be careful.
Bye.
Good to see you, kid.
Talk to you. Say goodbye to Ann Keefe.
Bye.
Bye. You sounded like some of The Exorcist.
I did not.
Goodbye, Daddy.
God. Enjoy your peach soup.
So, and it wasn't from yelling at the game. You just caught it from somebody.
Yeah, I
somebody,
think so. Yeah, well, I the one I get like tired.
It's getting worse, by the way.
When I get real tired, overly tired, and stressed out, my throat's the first thing to start hurting.
I need to take a look at that uvula later.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to take a little break, but we're coming back, and we'll take your calls 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Boy, after that fiasco Dan set you up with, I don't blame you for being stressed out.
Thank you.
Hey, watch it.
Yeah, okay, Professor. We've got a stall that's blocking the ramp on eastbound 270 at West Florissant. We also have construction that's going on westbound 40. The on-ramp from Broadway is closed for construction. Already some stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Looking at westbound 64, not bad yet. Once the ball game gets out here in a little bit, it's going to be a mess. But you're looking pretty good as you make your way out to the Boone Bridge. If you're, now we got a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane on eastbound 4064 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic is slow from Jefferson. This traffic report is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts. GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and their everyday value pricing. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tomorrow at 9 a.m., join McGraw-Milhaven and a Beacon reporter at the KTRS studios in Westport Plaza as they moderate a town hall meeting on the question of merging St. Louis City and County. The panel includes Herbert Bird Walker, civic leader and former ambassador to Hungary. Also on the panel are St. Louis Alderman Antonio French, Kenny Radcliffe of the St. Louis Convention and Visitors Bureau, and former Clayton Alderman Hugh Scott. Questions from the audience are encouraged. It's a serving of Beacon and Eggs on the Big 550 KTRS.
The secret to losing weight isn't really a secret. It's not about starving yourself. It's about replacing bad foods
with something better.
Something delicious.
Something you can try free today. Introducing Right Size Smoothies, the delicious way to put your eating habits on autopilot. And when your eating habits are on autopilot, your weight loss is on autopilot. And today, clinically tested Right Size Smoothies are yours to try free. Call 1-800-900-5724. These cutting-edge, hunger-smashing smoothies are clinically tested to help you lose weight over a pound a week as part of your diet plan. That's why we're offering anyone who calls today a free two-week trial of our powerful clinically tested smoothies.
You can even get free shipping. This is your chance to see real weight loss
and change your life.
Try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-900-5724. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-900-5724.
If you've ever wanted hardwood floors in your home, mark your calendar. Friday, September 28th and Saturday, September 29th, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is having their 9th annual warehouse sale at their Crestwood location. It's a 2-day sale with deep manufacturer's discounts on all hardwood flooring, including oak, maple, hickory, exotics, hand-scraped, distressed, and wide plank hardwood flooring. These prices are so low, they won't be revealed until the sale. Boardwalk is having a special on all pre-finished and unfinished hardwood floors for 2 days only, so be sure to bring your measurements. Stop by and see the demonstrations on installing and refinishing, and Martin Kilcoyne and Trish Gazelle will be there for a live broadcast on Friday from noon to 3. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors Warehouse is located at 9000 Watson on the southwest corner of Watson and Grant Road. Give them a call, 314-730-100. That's 314-730-3100. Get those measurements. The pricing is good through this Friday and Saturday only. Make sure your floor is Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Your 401k is turning to dust. Your IRA is wasting away. The U.S. Treasury is printing funny money, paper dollars like mad. And every single day, your net worth is worth less and less. Widespread fear of hyperinflation is coming down on you like a sledgehammer. Do something now before it's too late. Buy gold direct from United Gold Group.
Since 2000,
2001, the U.S. dollar has lost roughly 40% in global markets. At the same time, gold prices have quadrupled, with gold already hitting over $1,900 an ounce. Some experts predict gold to hit $2,500 by the end of this year. Now is the time to buy from us direct. Call us now and learn the secrets of the gold market.
United Gold's 2012 Investors Kit explains the advantages of buying gold direct, and it's yours absolutely free. Call today and be sure to ask us about our best price guarantee program. This is a limited-time offer, so call now. 1-800-610-4640. 800-610-4640. 800-610-4640.
Hey, guys, if you want to get bigger and stronger and get that way faster, everybody knows creatine works. Lifters know this, athletes know this, even scientists know this. So here's something you should know. Right now, you can get a free bottle of pure creatine just by calling 1-800-ATHLETE. That's right. Now you can power yourself up with pure creatine for free and start building more speed, more endurance, more strength, and start lifting more weight. So call now to make sure you receive your free bottle. Hundreds of studies and thousands of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. The results are guaranteed. And right now, you're guaranteed to get a free bottle of pure creatine. This offer won't last, so you must call now. So put the explosive power of creatine to work for you for free. To guarantee your free bottle of pure creatine, call now. 1-800-ATHLETE. Again, that's 1-800-ATHLETE. 1-800-ATHLETE.
There's a big red barn where you say green. Norm's Barn and Barn. On discount windows, doors, and things. Norm's Barn and Barn.
Hi, I'm Norm Wilkie. Come see my new selection of Amish cabinetry made by my good Amish friends at Countrywood Products. We now stock five styles of cabinetry for you to choose from.
When you need to save on discount windows, doors, and cabinetry, come to Norm's Bargain Barn in Shallow, Illinois, and now open in Fenton at Gravoy Bluffs. Visit normsbargainbarn.com.
That's normsbargainbarn.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hi, this is Mike Matheny, and I know a good thing when I see it. That's why I get my cars from St. Paul GM Country. I can find the car or truck that I want, whether it's a Cadillac, Chevy, Buick, or GMC. The deals are great, and the service is even better. That's a winning combination.
We've been taking care of Mike and most of the team for many years. We'll take care of you, too, with the best deals and over-the-top service after the sale. At St. Paul GM Country, everyone leaves happy.
I always do.
St. Paul.com, just minutes from South County.
GM Country.
Had white horses.
Is this Cher?
Yes. Brand new hit.
Still sounds good. I watched about 3 minutes of Big Tiny last night. That's you know what? And I'm done with it because there's nothing more to see. This is the world's smallest woman. She weighs 18 pounds.
Siblings, too.
Yeah. That helium voice.
I love that brother, though. The brother's fun.
He's like a little toy.
Yes.
But I can't watch anymore because. But here's what happened last night. I realized last night because once I get locked onto Nat Geo, National Geographic, or the Discovery Channel, man, there's some good stuff on there. And I realized last night there's one country in this world that I don't. Not only do I not ever want to live there, I don't want to go there. It's India.
Well, I agree.
I'm going to tell you why. They did a thing last night. On king cobras. The largest population of king cobras anywhere is this particular part of India. It's just full of king cobras, the deadliest snake on land. Okay. Now, I'll start this by asking this question. You're disqualified, you in the studio, but the listeners, answer it in your heads. I'll pause and I'll give you the answer. How many people do you think are killed by poisonous snakes in the United States a year? Okay, what do you think? All right, you're wrong. Average, 6. That's it. For the whole country, Texas, New Mexico, the hot desert, rattlesnake, 6 people a year on average. I'll ask you folks in the studio, Tina, Dan, Peon, How many people do you think die in India? And when I heard this, my wife and I looked at, we backed it up. You ever watch something, you go, well, I must have misheard that.
Yeah.
We backed it up. No. How many people do you think a year, on average, die in India from poisonous snake bite?
Well, they have like 3 or 4 billion people over there,
like
don't they?
Was it like 1,500?
I'll say 10,000.
50,000.
Wow.
50,000 people a year die from snake bite. Man, I never want to go to this place. They showed these kids out playing, and here comes this 12-foot long. By the way, cobras get up to 18 feet long and live up to 30 years.
Wow.
And they showed these kids out playing, little bitty kids, and here comes a king cobra in their little thatch hut yard. And the dog is playing, and I just thought, oh, man, this could be disastrous.
I saw videos online. They have, like, zoos and things with a pit full of them, and they have a worker in there with a broom grabbing them by the tail and throwing them aside cleaning up their
skin. No wonder 50,000 of them are dead.
I think they defang them, though, because there's no way this guy was just...
Is that the one that they put in the basket, like the snake charmer?
The flute, the player,
with the hood on it. Yeah. It's got the flared up.
Now, the number one meal of the king cobra, more than any other thing, you know what they eat? Rat snakes. That's their number one food.
So they eat other snakes?
Huh?
They eat other snakes,
but primarily the rat snake. Now, check this out. They showed a male king cobra doing it with a female king cobra, and when they finished, another male king cobra came on the scene, and he flared his hood. It's like he wanted some of that. I want some of that.
Don't they all twist together?
Yeah,
like
they have a fight, and then the cobra that had just done it with the female ran away, slithered away, and the new guy, the tough guy that showed up, he gets on this female cobra, and she doesn't want any part of it because she's done. She just had relations. She's tired, got a headache. She kills him.
Whoa.
Kills him.
Yeah, good for her.
Put her fangs in him, and venom in the spinal cord, and kills him.
Wow.
I'll tell you, those cobras, they eat each other. They eat other snakes.
And they spit, right? They spit also, right?
Well, there's a spitting cobra. That's a different cobra. Okay. That's a spitting cobra. Okay. They don't all smoke. But I'll tell you what, after I watched that thing last night, I just thought, I'll take the United States. Because
there's a lot of other reasons.
Well, they're walking through the jungle, and not only these cobras all over the place, but then you got these other animals that you don't even know what they are. We don't see these kind of things. Big, ugly bugs and monkeys and things that I think are monkeys, but I don't know what they are. They look kind of like a cross between a gorilla and I don't know. And they could kill you. So, yeah, I don't care to go to India. I'll stay away from there. I'll tell you where I do go. I go to Ballast Dental Care. Now, those people in India, I don't think they have any dentists because they have almost no teeth. You get a good look at them, and especially the ones out in the jungle. They don't go.
I think we heard that they have the dentistry right on the sidewalk.
They do. Didn't they? That was India. Yes, the sidewalk dentist. You sit out on the sidewalk.
They have like a chisel and a hammer almost.
Just old mining tools or something. You open your mouth, they start chiseling away. Another reason to be glad you're here where there's Ballast Dental Care. I do want to mention sedation dentistry because it's interesting. A lot of people who will never go near a dental clinic, if you say sedation dentistry, then they might peek in. They might stop by and check it out because they're convinced they have to have sedation dentistry. Well, maybe you do and maybe you don't. If you do, they have it. And they've been practicing sedation dentistry for years and years and years. And if you need it, it's there. Here's the thing. You may not. Because you've never been to a dental clinic like this before. And I know that if you're that freaked out, you couldn't have been to Ballast Dental Care. And just maybe you'll realize you don't need it. But if you do, yes, sedation dentistry. They'd love to have you as a new patient. I'm a 39-year veteran of Ballast Dental Care, and I'd love to have you as a fellow patient. It starts with you going to this website and making your first appointment. It won't be your last. I don't think you'll ever want to go anywhere else. BallastDentalCare.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. They've cleared that one disabled vehicle off of, they've reopened the ramp eastbound 270 at West Florissant, but they're still working with this on the right lane. It's on eastbound 40 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic is now backed up to Compton. Southbound 270 is still stop and go now south of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, that's heavy midway between Lindbergh and, between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. Westbound 70, you're heavy now as you approach the Blanchette Bridge, and it's heavy again from Mid Rivers Mall Drive out through T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by Centrum Flavor Burst. Get all the essential nutrients you need in all the flavors you love with the new Centrum Flavor Burst, the fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin. With vitamin B to increase vitality and vitamin C and E to support your immune system, visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon and try a new Centrum Flavor Burst today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Think about the conversation you had with your financial advisor about Social Security. Were you happy when he showed you the difference between the best possible decision and the worst possible decision? Could mean the difference of an extra $50, $60, or even $100,000 or more of lifetime income. What about when you met with your accountant and he showed you how to pay little or no tax on Social Security? The chances are you probably never had those conversations. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, join me, Kevin Lloyd, co-host of America's Wealth Management Show on September 25th at the Lodge de Pere at noon or 6 p.m. for my next workshop called Savvy Social Security Planning for Baby Boomers. Call 314-831-6000 and reserve your seat today. The time is now for you to start educating yourself about Social Security and the 81 different options and how to minimize tax on Social Security. Call 314-831-6000.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through National Planning Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Legacy Wealth Advisors Incorporated and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Hey, everybody. I'm Tom Schneider, mayor of Florissant. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in St. Louis County. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert and never far from the action. We've been enjoying each other, hosting fun events for 225 years. Come join the fun this summer. Our strong economic engine has created tremendous growth in stores and restaurants here. Make Florissant your next place to shop for a shirt, a car, or even your next home. Florissant parties into the fall with a Wednesday night out at Handel's Cafe with live jazz among several of our favorite historic landmarks. The best block party in the state is our fall festival on St. Francis Street from Florissant Road to the famous St. Ferdinand Shrine, with fun for the whole family, including the world-famous Bob Cuban Brass. Don't forget our famous Veterans Day Parade. Come join the fun and see for yourself why Florissant's the place we love to call home. Maybe you should, too. Visit www.florissantmo.com to learn more about the beautiful city and the Valley of Flowers.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, De Pere, Columbia, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com.